This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Another club, and that big come in and Mick McCarthy took it and went, right, yeah, we'll have that. Off you go.
And he's one of the best squads we've ever
had.
And
that's the problem. All of a sudden going, yeah, I totally agree with you.
Yeah. Kennedy and Stevens.
Yeah. Kennedy went to what? Kennedy went to Liverpool, didn't he?
Yeah.
As a winger, I think. But he was probably going to be a fantastic centre-forward. You know, he was just...
He's one of the few inverted forwards that you looked at and thought, that's not really a position, the inverted forward, is it? That Mo Salah, that type of position weren't a thing. And that was Kennedy. Mm. He was like, we had such a great team. And then we did what most Millwall teams do. They go, oh, we've been offered 50 quid. Take that, because that's something. And that's what we'll do this time around. Yeah, that's what we'll do with SA. Yeah. That's going to happen.
The problem is that football nowadays is different than what it was in the 90s and the 80s. And
same principle. This football club.
Same principle. I understand that. But if the club are serious about moving forward, both on and off the pitch, they have to be more savvy with their business sense. You know, I hate to talk about Millwall as a business or any football club as a business, but ultimately they are businesses. They are there. They operate. And it's about cash flow. It's about what you can get for your assets and developing and moving forward. This season, we probably should have played the youth a little bit more than we have. Admittedly, we were at the bottom of the league. It's probably harder to do that. Will Harris do it next season? I don't know. I'd like to think that he would. But if any of those youngsters that are coming through that an offer comes in for with sell-on fees and all these, you know, I think I saw Charlton bought that Alfie May, didn't they? Last summer, and one of the clauses were if he was the top goal scorer in the division, that his club that they bought him from would receive more money, and they now have but what I'm saying is that Mill will have to be using those kind of things. If these youngsters are as good as what we think they are or the club think they are, and someone comes in for them, put the clauses on, ask for more money, make it beneficial
but is it though? I mean, getting, you know, right, you can have X player, but if he scores over 20 goals a season for you, then we want another 20 grand. Him scoring there. We're not going to get bundles.
I'm not saying that you use the same thing as that. I'm saying that use the sell-on fees, use that kind of stuff. I mean, how often do you see
that? Yeah, but they do that already.
In recent history, come on. We haven't been doing that for a long time. We haven't been.
But in the last 5 years, there's been add-ons, and a lot of the youth we've got rid of, there's been add-ons.
But they haven't
captain their club or captain England or playing England, all of that they do. But you think it's the youth we got rid of? You look at 95 or around there. So you've got Kennedy, Thatcher, Roberts, Goodman, Cunningham. You know, you've got Ifill, Reid, etc., etc. They were all cracking players. If they were given a longer period of time in our teams, we could be looking completely different. But it was all about, you know, the way the club was run and all that. We're now at the prime time where we've got someone running the club who actually is a good chairman owner of the club, that we don't necessarily need to be looking at selling. Surely we should be able to rebuild. And some of those youngsters, we've sat on here all season and you've been sitting there going, Malachi and this one and that one. And they're all players. What most of the comments now would sit there and go, oh, this player should have a go, this player should have a go. But they don't. But surely makes more sense to keep the experience, what we've got, bring in a few of the youth through pre-season, get them working together and see what's what, and then possibly walk forward with your team then. Balance it between youth, speed and experience and with, you know, solid... The solid experience pros, and then that's how you build
managing the club. Though it comes down to who's managing the club. Rowett was not that guy. Edwards, I thought, would be that guy. It just got away from him. And Harris, I think, will have a slight blend, a better blend of using youth. He used Billy Mitchell, Danny McNamara, a hell of a lot. You know, I think he will if he can see the talents there. But they have to be very specific for Harris to do that. I think a lot of it does depend on the manager. It does depend on the price tag that clubs are coming in for. And it depends on what we're going to do. We haven't got a great deal of finances. We haven't got a big squad. It all depends on what we can do after the fact when we've received that money. You know, you don't want to just let a great player or good player go for a lot of money and then we can't replace it. We failed to do that with Jules Saville. We failed to do that with Steve Morrison the first time around as well. And we sold it to Norwich. So the club has been in a poor situation from player sales for a long time. Long time.
I agree with what Turner says as well. David says it's a huge jump from the under-21s to the Championship.
Yeah, that's
fully
it.
Agree.
That's it.
But you know, if you're loaning the players out, potentially, like you did with Mitchell, maybe SA should have been loaned out.
Yeah. The thing is, it's a big jump from the under-21s to the Championship when you say it, but do it, and then you'll know if it's a big jump or not. Some of these players can handle it. Right, look at Olafe.
That's it, so yeah.
Olafe's one we've got a buyback clause on. He scored 20 goals this season. Is it a big jump for him to come up? It may well be, but someone who's banged in 20 goals in a professional season... And he's up in League One now, you know, they're not that far away. Someone who's banged 20 goals in, a big, physical, young. Why not give him a go? Why not go after that Alfie May from Cheltenham? Why not go after these players and give ourselves something? Because there is, you know, give ourselves something. We did it with Morrison. Everyone said that Morrison, that step up for Morrison was too much at the time. They all said that. And Lee Gregory, they said that when he came from
Halifax.
They said, oh, you know, it's come from Halifax. Who's this fella? He isn't physical. He's not quick. You know, everything went against Gregory, but he was very like Neil Harris, very close to like being like a Neil Harris type player. And they both thrived. Mm. So it just shows if you can find these gems, they can't, they will cut it, but they'll never cut it if you don't ever give them a chance.
That's it. So come on then, Stephen, let's go on to your stats, what you want to play with. Something where you didn't believe that it was, but which I didn't believe it was when you told us pre-show. Your unbelievable stat then from penalties.
Well, I'll start it with that we haven't really spoke too much about the game yesterday. And one thing that I was going to actually talk about and bring up, and I'm sure the guys in the chat, you would have seen it yesterday. In the first half, there was an incident where Jules Saville was absolutely shoved in the back in the penalty area. He went flying. It was absolutely ridiculous. And it's a penalty all day long. We all know it. But at Millwall, we don't tend to get many penalties. And I saw on Twitter, I don't know the guy's name. I'm going to try and find it so I can give him a little bit of credit because it's down to him that I actually found this out. However, he posted that we haven't received a penalty at home since for 925 days. So to be precise, that would have made it the 16th of October 2021. We played Luton at home that day in the league and we lost 2-0 and we actually missed the penalty. It was Jed that missed the penalty. And it got me thinking. I thought, I'm going to have a look at that. And Jay, I know that you're going to have something to say on the Jake Cooper piece. And whilst I agree with you, I think there's two sides to it, but I do agree. I do agree with partly
doing
what
you're
saying.
Doing a good bag and the ugly on that. Good cop, bad cop.
21-22 season, 5 penalties, 2 at home, 3 away. 22-23, 3 penalties all the way from home. And 23-24, we've had two penalties away from home with one away fixture left. How, when you see Jake Cooper and the incidents that go on, he's one player. There's other incidents as well that where we've been denied Stonewall penalties. But we haven't received a home penalty since the 16th of October 2021. I find it absolutely incredible. And I looked up, I think Leicester this season in all, you know, home and away have received 16 penalties. I would imagine that a lot of those would have been at the King Power. You know, the teams at the top of the league create more chances. That's an expect, you know, they're expected to get more.
Doesn't but I just think, me.
No, that it doesn't surprise me. But the sheer, you know, we talk about, you know, if we got to the Premier League and how VAR would probably cost us. I said yesterday, if we got to the Premier League, we'd end up with no points because VAR would take away all our goals for some unknown
reason. It's Millwall hate, mate. We get these terrible refs. We have terrible refs down at the Den. The crowd get on their back. We make it horrible for them. There is some serious bias there. And they think, fuck you, I'm not giving that. We see it all the time. It ain't just around penalties.
It's just decisions
in general. Sorry, mate, go on.
Is it that or is it that we're just not fucking masters of the dark art?
No, there's that as well. We don't sell it enough, or the problem I have, and Stephen's already alluded to the thing with Jake Cooper, is Jake Cooper is a lump, right? If he goes down like he's been shot, it's really not believable. And every time he's genuinely failed, he flops. He's like LeBron James, for those of you that watch basketball. He flops so hard, like he's a fish been shot out of water, that the refs just don't believe it. They just go, well, that you look at you. What are you doing? You're embarrassing yourself. Because he tries to genuinely try and play football, try and play the ball, and you might win some penalties, because he's the worst player I've seen at going against himself. He fouls the opposition so much. And then when he's genuinely fouled, he just flops. And the refs go, you would have had that. You've died.
I get that. But I'm gonna counter that with, and I agree that he's the way that he does a lot of fouls, and you see him use his hands. As soon as you push like that, you're in trouble.
Always.
However, if you're telling me that. So in the last two seasons, that's 46 fixtures, and including the fact that it was October for the one before. So you're looking at nearly 60 fixtures, and not one of the incidents on Jake Cooper has been a foul and a penalty. No, that's not right. That just cannot be right. I'm not saying that we deserve a penalty. I mean, I'd love us to get a penalty every week. It'd be great to have an opportunity to score from 12 yards. But to not get one at home, especially where you've had big games at the Den, you know, in recent history, you know, going for the playoffs, or this year, you know, Harris's return and whatnot. Big games. And the fact that the pressure of the crowd, they always say, didn't they, that the home supporters get on the refs' back and it helps or aids them make a decision. I just find it absolutely astonishing that we haven't had them. And it's not just Jake Cooper. If you think about, you know, Tom Bradshaw, with all the work that he's done, the handballs that might have been missed, you know, tackles, shoves on Fleming, shoves on other defenders. It's just absolutely incredible. Absolutely
I agree,
incredible.
But with the players, they every single one of them, they go down like they've been sniped. From a distance, they really do. Fleming, just his arms go up in the air, it's poor. It's just genuinely go down. Cooper is so manhandled. It is a joke how badly he's failed. But he then does not help the ref, because the minute all the ref will see during that comeuppance and the scuffle in the box is Jake Cooper's arms going up in the air like he's a wavy, flatable tube man. I can't even say it properly. That's all the ref sees. And he goes, oh, well, you've dived. Or he sees his hands on his back because that's how he gets up. When he doesn't need to, he's 6 foot fucking Godzilla size. So he doesn't need to do that. But Jake Cooper doesn't help himself. The refs are appalling. There was countless handballs yesterday. Literally, the geezer's lent his arms out and the refs just waved it by. A foul against us in the same position is not a foul for them in the same position. It is bias against us. So knowing that, now the club know that, Harris know that. We've made reports before about the level of refereeing down the Den. surely the players and the staff should start to try and counter that and realise we're not getting anything. Stop fucking flapping your arms. Stop diving. Stop going down like you've been shot and actually try and win the penalty genuinely because we know we're not going to get any help like your Leicesters, like your Premier League bias that you get. You know, that's how it works. We've got to understand that. Yeah. And that's on us for not realising that when we know that happens.
The other thing with Jake Cooper as well, and I often say this is something, and I understand why they do it, but I really wish, knowing that Cooper does give fouls away and does get fouled, I wish they'd use Cooper as a decoy. Put him somewhere in the box so he's obviously, you know, the opposition have got, but don't aim at him. Aim at one of the other defenders. If you've got Hutch playing, important. If you've got Tanganga, if you've got if you bring in a bigger centre forward to aim at, and give the refs something else to think about, because it instantly, let's face it, we all know the ball comes into the box, it's aimed at Jake Cooper, he's the one who's going to win the header, he's the one that they're going to aim for, and that's just the end of it. Do something a little bit different and give the referee something else to think about, because as soon as you say that you see the hands, it's a foul.
He scored most of his goals, in fact, a lot of his goals, and won a lot more when he was playing with Murray Wallace, because Murray Wallace was a massive problem from set pieces. Yeah. Massive problem. There's someone else to think about. We do just lump it to Jay Cooper, and there is, you've got your Savills and your Flemings. You aren't the biggest, you know, but we do need to add in that department. We need to get big. A lot of the teams that have come down the den, I go, fuck, this could go to anyone. Look at the size of them. You know, Jake Cooper's a very easy, defendable target. You stick their biggest guy on him and then you give him one or two for extra measure. And we need to get better than that.
There was a comment that came up, I think it was Alex, that put up and said something about, on the flip side, how many fouls that George Saville manages to draw every single week. He is the master of being in trouble and in a sticky situation, falling over at foul.
Harris.
Yes, he did. That is from the Neil Harris coaching manual, because Harris did exactly the same thing in a Millwall shirt.
Time wasting down in the corner. Neil Harris, he could keep that ball in that corner for six minutes if he wanted to. The second he felt a nudge in the back, it was over. And we need 100%. To get nasty. We need to stop being so honest. We got really honest over the last few years, and Harris will install a bit more of a be a bit nasty now, and it will start the change.
But
the penalty stat is telling of how bad the refs are, the bias against us, the favour in for the Premier League clubs, and the hate for Millwall, and also our own inability to counteract it.
One thing I would say, just another point, and another comment that come up was about the style of football and strikers running into the box, and that's probably why we've not got penalties. One thing I would be interested to see if that stat changes next season. And Harris, I said it earlier, and I'm going to go back to it. Harris alluded that the squad had been built for wing back system, which he clearly doesn't fancy. He's not having none of it. That's not his style of play whatsoever. And I thought Ryan Longman yesterday was, as you said, Jay, superb, running at his fullback, trying to put crosses into the box, trying to cause danger. If we're going to go down the Neil Harris style of football and have two wingers either side, you might find that you get more penalties, because you're going to have wingers running in the box, taking on their fullback. They're going to get tripped or they're going to cut inside. The style of play does come into it. And I understand that if you're not getting in the box, then you're not going to win penalties. So I can see that. But I can see under Harris us having that real direct wingers that could then earn your penalties, earn your free kicks, and then that you might see a change in fortune there.
Yeah, I agree.
No, I agree. Just a comment, just quickly, I want to think, because I don't necessarily know that this is actually 100% gospel. Barry Taylor's put in the chat, Berrison's money is now in the hands of trustees. James is not in control, and we'll have to ask the trustees to approve the checks. John Berrison was never
the owner,
the person it was. It's been Chestnut Hill Ventures for a while. Last season before. So that's probably still the same, with there is a group of people, but there are probably three or four trustees or three or four from Chestnut Hill Ventures will sit on Millwall board. So John Berrison wasn't the sole beneficiary, because if it was, then yeah, one, you know, after his passing, sadly, then we would be in a lot of trouble now if it was, because of obviously everything having to pass through and everything else. But if you look at the accounts and whatnot, it's Chestnut Hill Ventures what are, it's not John Berylson. So you know, John Berylson's personal wealth might well be in the hands of trustees, but you know, Chestnut Hill is obviously I don't know how they work it, but yeah, it's going to be the same as what it was before. So yeah, we'll see on that one.
Moving
so, yeah.
along.
One player I think that we do need to mention, and we've mentioned him so many times, and again yesterday, his tackle just summed up the season that he's had in the second half on Morgan Whittaker, Ryan Leonard. Just capped off the season. I know there's a game to go with an assist. And again, he did it at Swansea a couple of years ago on Michael Obafemi as well, which was which is quite interesting. But that man, and he has changed his Millwall career around. I never got on his back initially. I've stuck by him all the way through. People thought he was a replacement for George Saville when Saville left, and he wasn't. He was never going to be a goal-scoring midfielder. Harris said yesterday that he thought that Ryan Leonard was the best right-back in the Championship, and I don't know what you guys think on this, but it's hard to argue with that on this season's showing. It really is.
Oh, great. I'm glad.
So Alex S has put a question in and says, going forward, is Lenny now a right-back, and what does that mean for Danny Mack?
He's been fantastic at left back. Honestly, I think Danny Mack has been brilliant at left back. It's been very hard.
Yeah.
You notice that when we was, you know, the pod was pretty negative, we was losing a lot of games, Danny Mack was a very easy scapegoat. Very easy scapegoat for a lot of fans, for the club as well, you know, for the managers. No one said a word about Danny Mack. And that tells me more about Danny Mack's performances than his performances do itself. He's been brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And fair play to him. That is such a difficult thing to do for someone who's so one-footed like Danny Mack to just transition like that. It shows he wants a beer, he wants to play for the shirt, he wants to play for Harris, and Harris has got trust in him. I honestly think the whole, let's have Brian there to coach him or, you know, get a vet in or whatever. No, make that Danny Mack's job and go run with it next season.
He ain't a horse.
He deserves it. No, but he has. Look, let's give the credit where it's true. He has been brilliant. Now, I do agree with Baz's comment coming up. Baz says, can't keep playing Danny Mack at left back. You need a left-footed left back. I do agree with that, especially when you want to play a direct winger, wide forward style of football. I do agree with that. But Danny Mack is one of the best pure one-on-one defenders we have at the club. There is a place for Danny Mack at this club. And if you can't go and find the left back because the finances are tight and we need to strengthen everywhere else, I'll be more than happy going into the season with Danny at left back.
Yeah. No, that's it. No, I totally agree with that. So just a brief intermission before we carry on talking football. I had a visitor to my house today, Richard Lacey, who's I think watching on phone. Hello, mate. You're all right. And Lou, who's watching, I think, on Facebook. Hello, Lou. You're all right. His wife. I have this end of season gift for me, brand new, and I don't know what it looks like yet. But there are some other bits what we're gearing up on as well, because we're gonna do. Possibly some Father's Day gifts. Our Laura's there. Yeah. We're going to do some Father's Day gifts potentially for end of season, on Father's Day, which look like these. These are all leather. I don't think you can really see them that clearly. I'll get some pictures, but different dad days things. So there's loads of those, you know, general comments, what are, you know, a lot of these t-shirts and stuff like that. So yeah, but we'll see what this is first. And then I'll tell you the bad news about this. Oh, I like this. Oh,
we're in suspense, aren't we, Jay? Right?
This is
the package looks suspect. So I'm glad he's opening it on stream.
Let me, if I turn that off a sec, there we go. So this is a water bowl, in white with the logo and all the shows and different comments what we've made throughout the time. But this is an end of season one for me with the JB thing on there as well and all the different bits. But you know what's really good? And it's a 23-24 season.
Yes.
But look what they've done. Thank you so much for this, Lo. This is brilliant. Every one of the listeners who comment week in, week out over this season, they've named you all on there. Every one of you.
Cool.
So
yeah, that's cool.
American Rover, the Lion, Dan Riggs, John Parr, London Lion, Daily Millwall, Paul Llewellyn, Curtis Galloway, Peter Sharp, Schultz, Big E, John C, Gaz of London, Carl Brazier, Peter Sullivan, Rosalind, Mill Holdings. Mate, that's very nice. Thank you very much. No, it's not a strap on London Lion. Fuck you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Picture the scene. All of your mates around, you've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Partner this with your team playing champagne football. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. There's nothing quite like a McDelivery. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
That is absolutely superb. And I'm going to keep that. But I'm going to post a link on the group, on the chat, on YouTube. If you want to join the waiting list for some of our merch, these are going to be very limited, and we don't know on the full price yet. But I think I'm told that currently they can only do about 10 of these, or 9 of these. But if you're interested, there's going to be a waiting list form, and just go into that, fill out your details. There's like for the prediction game for next season, tick that box, and then you know you can do the Father's Day stuff what we've got coming up, or you can just get in line with the merch, and we can get in touch with you if you're interested and tell you what we're doing and go from there. But I've just posted that link in the YouTube chat. So if you're watching on to be fair, too small for Mickey's strap on. Thanks very much for that. But no, it's one of these thermal cups. Yeah, it's, you know, it's the thermal cup, mate. And yeah, that's the bollocks, mate. You know, it's got all the thingy on there. Grumpy Fuckers Club. I turn up with you, I think, you know, there's some names of shows what are up and coming for next season of shows. But for, you know, thank you. Thank you very much, Lou. Thank you for that. The boys were probably going to be jealous, but fuck them, you know. They probably want one. So, yeah, they'll probably be on that list. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. I will give
them bitterly there, disappointed, so, yeah, actually. That's
thank
really
you very
cool.
Much for that. There's loads of bits, mate. There's tins. There's even what Steve was talking about, but not fully designed yet, but...
Oh, the cards. Yeah, that's cool. That's good, that is.
Cool. QR codes, love that. Love that. Lots to come, chat. Lots to come in the off season.
That little podcast is taking over the world.
Well, those of you who are on Hoff, who would sit on Hoff, there's something what I'm doing on Hoff, and I picked up the goodies today. There's two of these for a well known Hoff person who I'm raising.
doing a little auction to raise some funds for them. And there's a there's one more. I've got two coming up, but there's a the Millwall.
Yeah, nice, mate. Nice. Lots.
87, 88. But that's for a Hoff. But we've all got we've got some ideas. We're looking for Father's Day again. Join that list if you want to be in, because it will be very, very limited. And then you go from there, mate. So yeah. One set, Pete. I'll let you. I'll order that list so you can change multiple options. So yeah. No worries.
Mate. All good stuff, mate. All stuff moving in the right direction as well. Everyone seems to really enjoy it. The pod's only going to get busier. The people think that the pod's going to die down when the season ends. It's not. It's going to get busier. We're going to run through the Euros as well. We're going to do exactly the same stuff with, that we do with Millwall for the Euros as well. So if anyone's interested in that, let us know you're happy with that, because this is only going to get a lot more frequent, a lot more stuff coming out, as you can see, quality gear from Mick there. So, and it only comes, all of this, from all of your support. So Alex S, I wouldn't quite just put I'm on the register. I wouldn't say that just them words. I'd add to that, because reading that back is a bit funny. But look, yeah, no, that's all really good stuff, Mick. It's it definitely shows the support from everybody.
I can't wait for Bukayo Saka to miss a penalty in the Euros and for us to do a live on a Friday after.
Richard would never come back, I don't think, if that happened. No, it's look.
No, I've changed the form now to tick box, so you'll be able to tick more than once. So yeah. Jonathan, don't necessarily know what's his name said there. So
Alex so, Jonathan.
So yeah. We will do the whole Euros, regardless of who's in, because obviously you can. But yeah, obviously the longer England goes through, there's great. We've got some big news coming up soon. Once we go into season, what's happening next year. But there's a lot of changes and whatnot. And I'll just thank you very much for, you know, supporting us over the last couple of years, and more so over this last season. And yeah, over the last month, you know, there's pretty much nearly 250,000 of you what have been viewing content across our website, across our YouTube channel. So yeah, if the only downside is that a lot of people who are watching our channel, watching it for the first time, aren't subscribing. So if everyone who's been watching it subscribed, we would be, you know, we would be rocking it in up the path, mate. And we would definitely be the number one Millwall show on YouTube by a huge way. So yeah, get there and that. So yeah, anything else, gents, you want to biggest bill?
Yeah, I'll just want the last sort of couple of minutes.
Wear West Ham shirts on holiday. That's not true. Listen, Michael, I could have edited that out, right? But if you listen to it, you know exactly when I said that the West Ham fella was giving us dodgy looks. You know exactly what I meant to say, but hey, you know, it is what it is. We are live, and some days, you know, we make issues. So, you know, we say the wrong word, so it's what it is. But I'm not going to edit it out. More so because Stephen fucking come out and outed me, and then it just carried on for another 10 minutes. You'd have not got a podcast if I'd have fucking edited out. So yeah, look for a YouTube chat gainer.
There was a couple of people that come up to me at the game yesterday and was like, Mickey definitely said that about the West Ham show. I was like, oh god, started something here. But yeah, it was all good fun, mate. As Michael said there, all good fun. Listen, we know you're Millwall, mate.
It's all good fun. It's this thing, mate. I've just posted that link again, gainer. So yeah, I saw two kids West Ham shirts for sale on eBay. Yeah, fuck off. But no, look, thank you, and hopefully come next season we will get more of you in. We listen to every time you come up to us and say, I mean, yesterday in the pubs and all that, I had about fucking 20 people come up, and people I've never seen in my life going, oh, you're Mickey Simpson, and you instantly think, shit, I'm going to get punched in the head here. Hang on. And no, it's all good. Thank you very much for everyone. And Connor, we listen to you. I know you're another one who listens to us on the way to work on a Monday morning. Connor, we've listened to you and others. And do not worry, Spaces will be coming back next season on certain days, because I know a lot of you listen on on Twitter and want to get involved with a voice, you don't necessarily want to be typing. And that'll be it. Our dream is that we can combine this and the space together. We are working on that, but unfortunately they do make it fucking hard to be able to do it. But we are working on it, and hopefully next season we'll be able to do it. So, yeah, anyway, Jay, I think you're going to need to run off shortly anyway, because your agent said we could only have you for a certain amount of time.
Well, this is it, mate. With the way the pod's going now, it's blowing up. I've had to get myself an agent in. So, you know, you're on the clock. This is my appearance agent, that is, not my acting agent. So, yeah. No. I just wanted to touch on before we before we did dive off, chaps, is who's going down? It's Huddersfield and Birmingham. They drew in a must-win game for both. Plymouth lost. Sheffield Wednesday won. So I want to know your thoughts on who's going down. I'll start first before we end it. And I'm going to say that as it is now, I think Birmingham and Huddersfield face the draw. Huddersfield have done anyway. They need to win, I think, 15-0. So who's going to join them?
Huddersfield are down. There's no way they're going to overturn the goal difference. I can't see Birmingham beating Norwich. And I think the goal difference, Plymouth have got about they're ahead by four goals, which would mean that they'd have to get battered and Birmingham with a draw. I think Plymouth will lose, but I don't think Birmingham will beat Norwich. And I think Birmingham will go down potentially on goal difference, which would be really, really funny. Mm. I think it's going to be Birmingham. I just can't see them getting a win.
Well, it depends, personally. I mean, it's all that. I mean, if Birmingham win, then basically, if Birmingham win or in Plymouth or Gar win, then it's going to be Wednesday, isn't it? Because they're on the lowest goal difference, isn't they?
Yeah, but it depends what. So, if they get a point,
if they get a point, but if they don't win and they lose, then it's going to be Wednesday. We got, you know, if the others do, even if Birmingham does win. And personally, I could just see fucking Rowett pulling it out of the bag and getting a win and scraping it by that.
Norwich
by
got
that
so much thing to play for, though, still. Like Norwich, you know, they got so much to play for. They're going to want to go and give them an hiding. So it's,
They've
all got top of the table for their last game. Like, it couldn't be any better. Yeah. Someone's got to pull a miracle off. Like, you wouldn't have it any other
personally
way.
No. Personally, I want Sheffield Wednesday to go down to a degree, purely and simply because I've got a pal who's a Sheffield United fan, and I run a championship group, and he's already in that group or will be coming to join that group next season. And having him and Wednesday and that constant fucking bickering between them both will drive me mad. So one of them needs to not be in that group. So if Wednesday go down, it will save me a lot of pain. But part of me wants Birmingham to go down so that it will be, you know, Rowett will end up taking them down. But do you know what? I don't really care about the bottom half. Yeah. As long as Leeds don't make the playoffs, and then they're here for next season, that would be a much, much better.
Well, I could tell you ain't going down for me. Fucking us. Regardless, that's who ain't going down.
I'll be honest with you.
We're not going down.
I am looking at the bottom of the league because I think if Plymouth stay in the league, that's a team that's going to be down the bottom next season. Sheffield Wednesday, I think, again, I don't know how much is their own, the issues with the owners. If Birmingham stay up with their plans of, you know, global domination and taking over the world, they're likely to get themselves out of trouble. So I'm kind of looking at it from that point of view. Get rid of Birmingham.
Send them down
and then go from there.
There we go, isn't it? So yeah. So then, chaps, going on to going forward, Swansea away. Last game of the season. You boys going? Omar's going. I think a few others are.
I won't be there.
No, I'm not going. I've got
it's one of the
other commitments.
It's one of those
I'm
games
away
isn't it?
That weekend. So no, I won't see it. But I want him to play the kids.
Anywhere nice?
No, I'm going to see family. a bit of a drive away, so I'm I won't be around from this Wednesday till the following Wednesday. So, which I'm nice. Glad because otherwise I'd have been glued to the phone checking if we was going to stay up or not. So, I'm pretty glad. But look, he's got what he wanted. Harris, his unbeaten home record. Now let's see Mayer, Nisbet for 90 in Marku. Let's see what we got. And I'd like I said, like we said last week, couldn't have cared if we lost to Plymouth 10-0 or Swansea 10-0. We beat Plymouth. So either or, I'm going to be sitting there with a big smile on my face come, what will it be, 3 o'clock when the season finally ends, because it won't be us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all, what do you call it as well, isn't it? It's all a half 12 kickoff, isn't it?
Every game, yeah. All half 12. So, yeah, so it's going to be very busy. I'll be more inclined to check on Birmingham and Sheffield Wednesday. Yeah. And I will be on us, to be honest with you, because we're here next season. They might not be. So I want to see what we've got to plan for next year. So, yeah, I think we'll have 1 foot on the beach next week. This week was important to maintain that home record. But, yeah, next week would be nice send-off, nice little trip to Wales with nothing to play for.
Yeah, no, that's it. No, I totally agree with you. So, we'll see what your predictions are. I'll grab your predictions in there. Peter Sullivan, Stephen, were you on the show Friday? You were, weren't you? Yeah, you were on the show Friday. Peter Sullivan says, you know, Friday was funny. After that match podcast, there was five of them giving match thoughts, almost in tears. Basically, if you don't know, we found a live watch along what a Leeds fan was doing. And then literally as soon as he finished, which is a good idea, as soon as they finished this sort of thing, they'd done a live watch along like this. And then as soon as they finished, they went into a show like what we do straight afterwards for instant match reaction, which is, you know, quite a good thing, good idea and stuff. And the me and Stephen, as soon as the show ended, were in hysterics because we were watching it and literally saw most of the listeners in our chat suddenly join their chat and start abusing these Leeds fans. Heavily, you know, like laughing and everything. So,
Tony W, I've been trolling him for days. Love that.
He was nearly crying, mate, the lad. It was funny. We were like that, you know, see you next season, all that. Because you've got to think about the mentality of those players. The players were in the mentality of we're going up. And now potentially it's in the hands of Ipswich. And potentially they could be playing another month's worth of football.
Yeah.
And that must be hard as a player to go from we're up to now we're not. So, loads
of people. They've all not wanted to win it at some point, didn't they? You know, Leicester was bottling it, and Leeds had the opportunity, and then their Leeds are bottling it, and then Ipswich couldn't beat Hull. It's final day magic, and that's what we want in this league. That's what makes this league, in my opinion, the toughest league in the world, and definitely the most exciting and most entertaining. So, yeah, all good fun. But, yeah, chat, if you'd like to see us do something like that, let us know.
Stephen, final thoughts, fella?
Just really echo what you guys said a bit earlier. I'd said this to you the other day on the phone, Mickey. The first time we did a live show together, when obviously just after I joined the podcast, we had, I think, 15 people watch us. And we did it. We enjoyed it. It was good fun. We had a similar chat, but we had 15 people watch us. And the fact now that, you know, we can see across all the socials, it's 340 at the moment. We have over, you know, a lot of people watch us, which we appreciate. People come up to us. People message us. They, you know, sometimes it's a piss take. Sometimes it's telling us that it's great or whatever it might be. But this has been my first full season with you guys. Obviously, the chat. Thank you for the support. I'm not at Swansea next week.
It's not.
Here we go. That's it. I'm getting me P60 or P45 or whatever it is.
You're fine. But
thank you for the support. As Dan Riggs just put there, please like and subscribe. It does mean a lot to us. We love our football club. We love talking about it. We love going to the games. It's really great that you back us as much as we do. Laura and Richard making stuff for us. You know, that stuff is really, really cool. So thank you very much. The last thing from me on this show, I'm going to say it probably for the next couple. Come and watch me make an idiot of myself at the Den on the 17th of May. I know there's a few of you already coming, but if you fancy it, charity game for the Food Hub. All the content's coming over the summer. And one more, who are you? Please get in contact with us and we can get them done over the summer. There's so many of you in here that have got a story to tell on your time supporting Millwall. So get in contact with us.
No worries. To be fair, Jay, your who are you went down really well. Fans seem to like your show, mate.
Yeah, it did.
So
it did.
Sorry,
before we go on, it wasn't 3 hours long. So anybody that has watched don't worry. It wasn't 3 hours long. And the kickoff, Peter, is 6:30, by the way.
It was about an hour long, but yeah, 58 minutes of it took up on how much I hate Jermaine Beckford. But I just want to sign off by saying, look, I'm obviously away for next week, so I won't be on the pod.
4 hours.
Yeah. So look, I won't be on the pod. But look, a few months back, Mickey put out a little thing, said who wants to come on, and I jumped on and went, do you know what, mate? I'll come on and have a chat with you. And it still feels like I've been here forever now. So I just wanted to thank Mickey, Stephen, Dan, Chaps, Ben Green, Alex Grace, everybody that I may or may not have mentioned, and the chat as well for embracing me and welcoming me to the team and to the pod, and hopefully I'll be here moving forward and we're going to do good things and it's only going to get better. So I won't see you at the end of this season. This is my last show for this season, but I'll see you all in the off season, and yeah, thanks for the support and like, share, subscribe.
You'll be back for the preview.
When?
You'll be back for the where we do the review. Well, that'll be after the season ends.
In terms of this season, this is me signing off for this season. That's just it. Thank you for everyone for embracing me. It's been great, and I've thoroughly enjoyed it.
No, just one more thing from me. Sorry, Mick, just before you do your final spill. Sorry, one more. One more thing from me. We are going to be doing, guys, a Millwall podcast end of season awards. We do have ideas from it. However, if there's any categories or anything, the little bit that you'd like to see us do with that or anything in the off-season reviewing or whatever, give us a shout. But we do have an idea for it. So any ideas from you guys would be most appreciated. I'm done now, Mickey.
We might be doing an extended version next Friday. We might be starting a little bit earlier, but we'll let you know on that one as we go on through the week. My thoughts are this. Look, thank you very much to all the guys and the people who watch us week in, week out. Those of you now on Twitter as well, thank you very much. Hopefully we've shown that we do listen to you. We do put your comments up. We do thoroughly enjoy the interaction, the piss take. Massive respect to Richard or Rich and Lou. And we'll be doing more of those come the close season. We'll sort all of those out. And we'll be able to do more stuff. We've got lookalikes, fucking hell. We'll have a few of those. So yeah, we'll have a lot of things coming for the new season and merch and different bits and pieces for that. We'll have a charity bit next season as well and stuff like that and the usual faces. What I will say is thank you very much, Neil Harris, for coming back and doing John Proud. Because it looked at some point that the players weren't going to do that. And I think that it would have been an absolute travesty if this team had got relegated this season. And I think it would have been very, very disrespectful for his memory if that had happened, especially when all your comments, what you come out with at the beginning of the season, with what you were going to do and everything else, yet you didn't really do it with the three managers, and then Neil come in and managed to make sure that you understood the seriousness of what was going on. So thanks very much for Neil for that. Thanks very much for obviously everyone else. Can we do what are you, Bobby, instead? I'm going to do Bobby shortly. And ideally what we want to do is see if we can get as many of you as possible so that then we could just release one once a week. So if anyone does want to come in, there is a, I think we've posted it before, but I can post it in the link after this show for those of you who want to do it. And you can just put your details in and go from there. Those of you with prizes from last week, I've got your emails. It's been a bit mad week at work, but I've got your emails. So I will sort those out. Those of you who haven't already picked up. And other than that, thank you very much. It's the show's growing. What we want you to do is press the subscribe button, press the like button, because what that does is by just subscribing and pressing like, etc., it helps us with YouTube. So basically what that does is it will then put it in front of more Millwall fans and more people who search Millwall content and et cetera, et cetera. So if you do see ever any of our videos, please do watch them, because then again, it tells YouTube that we're doing okay, and they then push us in front of everyone else. And that's it. So yeah, we roll on to Swansea next week. There are going to be a few of us there, I think. And if you see us, come say hi. Other than that, that is it from us for this week. We're back on Friday, and that will be the live before Swansea, and then we'll come back with a live after Swansea. And then I think the following Friday, Jay is back by then. I think we'll probably do a live where we will do the end of season that Millwall Podcast Awards, maybe the best looky likey, and you know, our player of the season, etc., etc. And we'll be doing some votes along that, so you'll be able to get involved in that. But other than that, that's it. We'll see you next week. Enjoy your week, and yeah, send us a message if you want us. Laters.
Oh, giddy up and get away. Oh, we're going Millwall, and we're going today. Here we go, rocking all over the dance.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.